Μεταρασέστο χειμών η καρδία, πιστοέτε. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe. This was to be a glorious week here. Instead, it became a sad week, a challenging week, a week to challenge faith. Does the church love us? Is there a place for me? My wife and I have gone through so much all these years. We, the faculty, have put so much into these students. Those who receive calls feel guilty. I'm going, but my best friend is not and has to figure out how to make ends meet for a while. But before I continue, I must fulfill a certain obligation as a synodical bureaucrat, overpaid, and currently being, I think, simply mass-wise, the biggest blowhard bureaucrat in the Synod. I have to fulfill the tradition of gassing off on what you need to hear from me today. And this is what I want to tell you today. Thank you. Thank you for your fidelity. Thank you, faculty, for busting your tail to teach guys to be orthodox and loving. Thank you for the exegetical fidelity. Thank you for Russia. Thank you for Latvia. Thank you for Lithuania. Thank you for India. Thank you for being a light to the gospel of Christ in all its truth and purity all over the world. Thank you for the Ancient Christian Commentary series. Thank you for the Concordia Commentary series. Thank you for the historical fidelity. Thank you for your exegesis. Thank you for this chapel. Thank you. Thank you. The disciples didn't like the kind of glory that awaited them. John's Gospel, it says, and he said to them, "Now edoxaste, now the Son of Man is glorified." And he was heading to the cross. The kind of glory that the Lord undergoes is not the kind of glory that we like to undergo ourselves. And so, just like Peter, Jesus tells him, "The cock will crow, but you will deny him three times before. You will deny me three times before the cock crows." And sure enough. And so it goes with you this week. Don't you know that the Father loves you? When he tells you to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven," he tells you he is your dear Father. Will he not care for you? Has he not brought you to this point? You have nervously wrung your hands about all kinds of negative things and bad things that could happen in the past, and 99.9% of it never happens. Your Father loves you. You have been trained to this point. A vocation will come, a call will come, and you will be placed, and you will be in his service. Don't you realize that you are more precious than the very blood of Jesus, which was shed on the cross for you, the blood of God for you? Has he forgotten you? Has he forgotten this community? Not at all. This community is his blessing. You are his blessing. He has called you for this moment. Oh, you of little faith, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe. And you also doubt the Holy Spirit, but has he not grabbed you? Hasn't it been all his work, all his power that has brought you to the faith? Hasn't it been all him who pulled you to this seminary, whether to teach or to be a student? Hasn't he held faithful? Hasn't he shown you who he is, who Christ is? He loves you. Hasn't your name been put on you in holy baptism? Didn't the Father say, "In this one I am well pleased," when you were baptized? Don't let your heart be troubled. Just believe. That's what Jesus says. You know, Luther had such a great sense of humor because, as one scholar has said, the ultimate was sure. The text goes on to say, "And in my Father's house there are many mansions. The ultimate is sure. The end game is known. And so therefore, we are free not to take the penultimate so deadly seriously. The end game is sure. The Lord loves you." And right from the get-go, those of you who didn't get calls and the challenges this community suffered this week, right from the get-go, the Lord is teaching you how he makes really good pastors and deaconesses, by the way, through suffering, through weakness, through difficulty, through disappointment. And when you get out and you suffer that for a while, he's going to turn you into the kind of compassionate, loving pastor, able to understand law and gospel and the text far better than you could ever have imagined, and make you more compassionate and loving to those around you than you would have been otherwise. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe. There's a great passage from the Formula of Concord I'll leave you with. Formula of Concord 11, SD 1148. "For God has determined in advance those specific afflictions by which he conforms us to the image of his Son. And therefore, all things work together for good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen." Amen.